If Charlie Stone hadn't drunk the Kool-Aid, she would have died. But in the random way the world sometimes works, the 17-year-old did drink several big tumblers full of goofy grape, generously mixed with vodka, courtesy of her new best friend, Holly Palmer. As a result, she just happened to be in the utilitarian bathroom off the Palmer's basement rec room, hugging the porcelain throne, when the first scream penetrated her consciousness. Even muffled by floors and walls and who knew what else, it was loud and shrill and urgent enough to penetrate the haze of misery she was lost in.
"Holly?"
Charlie called, lifting her head, which felt like it weighed a ton and pounded unmercifully. No answer. Okay, her voice was weak. Probably Holly hadn't heard her. Probably the scream was nothing. Holly's little brother's fighting or something. Seeing that it was around 2 a.m., though, shouldn't the 11 and 13-year-olds have been asleep? Charlie had no idea. She knew nothing about tweeny boys. God, she should have followed her instinct and just said no to the booze. But as the new girl in Hampton High School's senior class, Charlie hadn't felt like she was in a position to refuse. From the first day of school, when they'd found out they were sharing a locker, sweet, popular Holly had taken Charlie under her wing, introduced her around. For that, Charlie was grateful. The veteran of 7 high schools in just over 3 years, Charlie knew from bitter experience that there were a lot more mean girls out there than nice ones. A late August Friday night in this small North Carolina beach town meant the movies. 4 of them had gone together. The other 2 had moms who were reliable about picking their daughters up after. When Charlie's mom hadn't shown, typical, Holly had invited her to spend the night. They'd wound up sneaking out to meet Holly's boyfriend, Garrett, a total hottie, who had to work till midnight, which was past Holly's curfew, and go for a ride in his car. Since he'd had a friend with him, James, not quite as hot as Garrett, but still, it had actually worked out pretty well, except for the whole toxic Kool-Aid thing. They'd driven to the shore, plopped down in the sand, and shared the concoction Garrett had mixed for them while they talked and watched the waves. The good news was, Charlie might actually have gotten a bead on landing her own boyfriend. The bad news was, as soon as Garrett had dropped them off and they'd crept back down to the basement where supposedly they'd been watching TV all along, Charlie had had to rush straight to the bathroom. She'd been in there for what felt like forever, being sick as a parrot. She'd be lucky if Holly ever invited her over again. The second scream definitely did not come from one of the boys. High-pitched and shattering, it smashed through the ordinary sounds of the babbling TV and humming air conditioning and thumping dryer in the next room like an axe through jello. The fear in it was enough to make the hair stand up on the back of Charlie's neck. Until it abruptly cut off, she forgot to breathe. The ensuing silence pulsated with something. Tension, maybe. An electric kind of heaviness. Shooting to her feet, she swiped her long brown hair back from her face with one hand and headed for the door. Knees weak, battling a disorienting attack of the woozies along with the worst taste ever in her mouth, she grabbed the cold from the air conditioning brass knob. "Teach you to ignore me." The words were followed by the sharp sound of a blow. It was a man's voice, low and deep. Mr. Palmer? Had he found out they'd snuck out? Charlie froze, her hand still on the knob. She could see herself in the mirror over the sink. Average height, maybe a little too plump. Her face, cute, round, currently rosy from her mostly futile attempts to tan, had gone utterly white. Her blue eyes were the approximate size and shape of golf balls. The yellow T-shirt she wore with jeans looked neon bright in the drab space. Tonight, there would be no blending into the background for her. Earlier, standing out was what she had wanted. Her yet-to-be-proven theory was that, unlike birds, brilliant plumage on girls helped to attract boys. Whatever, James had seemed to like her. "Don't go anywhere," the man said. At the ugly note in his voice, Charlie let go of the knob and took a step back. Pulse pounding, she stared at the raw wood panel. The tiny bathroom with its plain white toilet and sink and unpainted concrete block walls seemed to shrink as she stood there. There was no window, no way out except through that door.